WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday, and you know that means it's time for another edition of Raw Post Show. Live right here on Raw Talk Radio. Presented as always by MBGFilms.com/MBG1211. The road to SummerSlam is 2 weeks away, and we got more confirmation on matches that will be taking place at the biggest party of the summer. We'll break it all down here tonight for your chat. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use your code Rocksucker, Lindsay Ward, in the Fortnite, Adam Shepard, Epic Games Store, because hashtag Epic Partners. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
That's right. We're here to talk all about the road to SummerSlam, because, oh my goodness, we are on it.
We are indeed on the road to SummerSlam, and things got heated up on this show, including a match that was, we all knew was coming, but it was made official on this show. As Ricochet was in the ring, and he called out Logan Paul, but he was looking for him all night, and Logan Paul wasn't anywhere to be seen, but he'll, you know, he's a celebrity, he'll take his time. Ricochet, he knew Paul wasn't backstage hanging out with the locker room, because there's a locker room full of guys who know that he doesn't belong. Ricochet said he was in an arena filled with people who know Paul doesn't belong here. Ricochet said he also knows that Paul doesn't belong here. He said he knows that Paul has put in the work, and some may even say he's special, but Ricochet said he's special every time he gets in the ring, and he does it every single day. Ricochet said they don't think Paul doesn't belong due to his lack of ability, because he's just an arrogant prick who doesn't respect what they do. They go days, weeks, and months without seeing their families, so that gives them a small chance to fight for something bigger than themselves. I challenge you, Logan Paul, to a match at SummerSlam. Logan Paul, out of nowhere, shows up, phone in hand, live streaming, accepting the challenge of Ricochet for SummerSlam. Paul said he would show everyone why he's the best in WWE, made fun of a dude in the crowd, and then turned around and ate a super kick from Ricochet. Ricochet picked up Logan's phone and said, "See you at SummerSlam." So, I didn't like anything about it. I mean,
you didn't like this?
No. I didn't like anything Ricochet said. I thought it was terrible rhetoric. I thought we were beyond that. Like, oh, he doesn't belong, yada, yada, yada. And they put in the hard work. I didn't like it. Like, I get the story they're telling, but I don't believe the story they're telling, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense, because basically it's, I don't think they know what other story to tell in order to get to Logan Paul and Ricochet. And so they're taking the easy way out with it, which is, oh, he doesn't belong. Like, and really the whole he doesn't belong thing is kind of sort of a moot point, because he can go. He can work. Like, I could see them saying that if he couldn't work, right? Like, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be taking this spot from me. I've been here longer than you. I worked my way up to get here. Blah, 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 blah. And that's the stance that you have Ricochet taking. And part of the problem with it, too, is that you have Logan as the heel and Ricochet as the babyface, when it actually should be flipped. or you almost should have Logan being the underdog and Ricochet being the kind of the dick who's like, well, you don't deserve to be here. But it's hard to accept that reasoning in the year of our Lord 2023, because that's really not how wrestling works anymore. I'm sorry to say it. Like, you have guys that have been in the business, or excuse me, guys and girls who've been in the business for 20 years, and they get their break, and then you have people who, I'm going to say it, like Dominic Mysterio, who walk in. Like Logan Paul, who walk in, and they get a contract. Not because they work their way up, but because they either have a family connection, or they're a celebrity, or whatever, and that's something that, at least in WWE, we accept. Like, at this point, we've seen enough of it with Bad Bunny and with Stephen Amell and several others that when a celebrity is going to come into WWE, they can go. They can work. And so as a worker, we accept them for the most part as fans. So it's like this whole concept of, oh, you don't belong. Well, it doesn't really work.
And the schedule argument of not being here every week and all these things, like, that's, it's just such an overplayed argument when you're not working schedules like they used to do in the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s. Schedules change, and people are here a lot longer than they are around, a lot more than they say they are. And it's the same thing with the Cody stuff with Brock, where the argument, well, Brock's taking his, you know, his summer vacation. I want people to do some research and take a look of how many times Brock Lesnar has appeared on Monday Night Raw in the, or SmackDown or whatever, at a paper premium live event in the last year. You're going to be surprised how often Brock is around, more than he's been in before the encounter with the last decade of what he was doing. He's been around a lot more than people realize.
Well, like, and here's the thing with the Brock argument. You can't make that one either, because Randy Orton takes a summer vacation.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels, at the end of his career, took a summer vacation. Fuck, The Undertaker used to only show up once a year there at the very end, if we were lucky. Like, you can't say, oh, well, you're not riding the roads with me every week. Well, to some extent, part of that is earned.
You're all on, like, you're on buses now.
Yeah, it's like, but part of it too is like, you get to a certain level, that's earned.
Yeah.
For Brock especially, it's like, hey, guess what? He has a name value. He's a special attraction. He gets treated differently. Like, Cody can say, oh, well, you're not here every week. Okay, well, that's great, sweetie, but you're not exactly having the hard times on the road, because you probably get a bus with your family and you can ride around in comfort and style.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, so this whole, well, I'm here grinding every week. Well, yeah, you're on the road and that does take a certain grind, but you're certainly not doing it to the extent of some of the other people in the company. Oh, but going back to Ricochet.
Hold on, I'm gonna really quick to answer this. In order to case, because he's getting over injury. No, look at the last decade, how many summers and periods of time Randy Orton would take off. He built it into his contract. Whenever he signed his last contract, he built in clauses for vacation. He would take time off. Like, look at last year on the road to SummerSlam. Before SummerSlam came, he took a month or so off, or a month and a half off.
Randy Orton used to take, before the injury, Randy would go up to WrestleMania, and then right after WrestleMania or around that time, Randy would take a vacation. And he would be gone up until about SummerSlam, and then he would come back.
Would he appear sometimes? Yeah, but he wasn't actively on the road. He would do Raws. When they were doing a full house show circuit before the pandemic, he would work TV, and that's it. If you listen to Randy, he has 100 dates a year. Or something like that, which would cover, or it's probably even not even 100, it's probably like 60 or 70 at that point, where it's every week, all the premium live events, and some house shows.
Yeah.
And that was
it. And that's it. And that's something that you earn by becoming a top star, by being in the company for a long time, or by being an attraction, is you earn that right. Brock has done the same thing. He's built that time into his contract, and he's told them, I only want to appear X number of times. So if you want me to work for you, this is what you're going to meet. This is what you're going to do. Because Brock has the clout to get away with that. Now, does someone like Ricochet have that clout? No, he doesn't. But Logan Paul does, because Logan Paul is a celebrity. He is an attraction, just like Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee is a celebrity. He is an attraction. Was he there every week during non-football season? Yeah. He was, and then he got a bigger job, got a better job, and he was like, hey, I gotta go. And they were like, okay, bye. see you later. So it's like, to me, this whole, it's a little overplay to be like, oh, you don't belong here. Well, can you really say that?
When he's hung, when he's hung in the ring with Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Like, that's the you don't belong here. Is he arrogant? Yeah. And everything, he should be arrogant. But the you don't belong argument is an overplayed argument. And that's why I didn't like this segment.
And it doesn't help that, God bless him, Ricochet has many talents. Talking in the mic is not one of them.
Talking is not his strong suit.
He is a fantastic performer, but, like, just in terms of him cutting a promo, this was not the best for him, because Logan is frankly such an incredible asshole. Like, just in terms of how he carries himself and how he presents himself and the character that he's doing, which I don't even think he's really doing a character. I think he's just being himself to an extent.
Yeah, because if you listen to him talk about it, it's him turned up, but it's like...
Yeah. But his personality is such that it's going to outshine anything Ricochet does. It doesn't matter what Ricochet does. Even that really cool flip where he flipped right in front of Logan Paul and landed right at his feet. Logan is still going to outshine Ricochet. And that's part of the problem in this, is it's like they didn't really do a good... Like, you had the setup with the Royal Rumble, and you had some other stuff, but
It was a Rumble, then the Money in the Bank spot.
Yeah, but it's like, in terms of them just telling this story, I feel like you could have gone a little bit longer with it, where they continued to have beef with each other, and they continued to build with each other, and you have Logan out there posting on social media, which I don't know if he is or he isn't. I don't follow him. But, like, you know, this guy wants to come for me. He wants to throw hands, you know, whatever Logan's going to say. And he and Ricochet kind of have a back and forth that they build with each other until it's like, Logan's like, the fuck is your problem? Why are you in my face? Why are you fighting me? And then it's Ricochet can, instead of being like, you don't belong here, it's, you're taking my opportunity, I'm taking it back.
And what they're going to do on SummerSlam is going to be really, really good. We'll get into it more in a week. It's just, it was just, I'm over the you don't belong here outsider thing, because he's not an outsider. He's been around for 2 years now. It's come up with better. We need better creative on the story.
Yeah, it's like they tried to do a thing, and for me, at least, it didn't work.
You get what they're saying. You get what the objective they're going for. It just, to me, I'm not buying it. Other people will. I'm just not buying into it. Also, Ricochet really worked hard on that promo. That just was okay, because you watched him with the camera directions. He looked one way and then looked right back into the camera. You can tell he was practicing. They practiced that promo beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, make sure nothing goes to chance. Absolutely.
So Shayna Baszler was backstage. She said she doesn't want to match with Ronda Rousey. She wants a fight with Ronda Rousey, and is challenging her to a fight at SummerSlam. Ronda Rousey later on tonight accepts the fight for SummerSlam.
So, I don't know what the hell is going on with Ronda's hair. I really don't. The braid was very distracting, but that's what it should be. It shouldn't be a wrestling match. It should just be the two of them beating each other.
Put them in the cage. Let them go.
Yeah, put him in the cage, let him go, let him fight.
Fight pit, let's go. SummerSlam.
Just do the thing. I mean, we all want it. They want it. Let's go. Just make it happen. Hunter, do it!
Chad Gable congratulated the Viking Raiders on their win in the Viking Rules match, but said they should have an Academy Rules match. Maxxine Dupri said no one puts the Alpha Queen through a table, and then challenged Valhalla to a singles match next week on Monday Night Raw. Valhalla would later accept.
But it was a good promo by both of them. I'm not sure I want any more specialty matches. Like, the Viking match was interesting. I'm not even going to, like, lie. Like, it was interesting, but it was weird.
Looking for a full recap of what happened to Raw last week and Lindsay Experience, go check out The Rack from this past Thursday night. So Drew McIntyre, who was not at Raw last week, was on Monday Night Raw this week as he was called out by Gunther, and Drew came out, said he heard what Gunther had to say last week. McIntyre said he's dressed and that they could do it now and challenge him to a fight for the Intercontinental title. Gunther's like, yeah, no, not tonight. Not again. Not in front of these Tampa degenerates. Gunther said he could see why the fans connect with him. He said McIntyre and the fans both get nothing done in life. Gunther said he humiliated McIntyre at WrestleMania and he'll give him the same treatment at SummerSlam. McIntyre said they could talk about WrestleMania all they want. He called recalled meeting Sheamus when he was 19, and Comic Gilly said that Sheamus was 42 at the time. McIntyre said that their dream was to have a singles match at WrestleMania. He said they were had it for about 10 minutes at WrestleMania, and then Gunther snuck in and picked the bones and won the match. McIntyre said that was a triple threat. This is a singles match, and he will become the new Intercontinental Champion. And then McIntyre talked about how he liked Ludwig Kaiser. After Kaiser, it was interrupting him. He said Kaiser should be the leader of Imperium, and Kaiser was just, don't you disrespect Imperium. And then you trust her fight, so why don't you have it? Me and you have a fight, which they did. Drew McIntyre and Ludwig Kaiser had a fight. Ludwig Kaiser took the loss in this one, but Gunther entered the ring and decided to beat on Drew McIntyre. Riddle came out to help. Gunther attempted to put Drew through a table, but it was Gunther who got put through the table by Drew McIntyre.
This was really good. This was very entertaining.
I don't need Corey Graves, though, doing a Ludwig Kaiser impersonation. It was funny for half a second and got really, really aggravating.
Yeah, he could have laid off that. But, like, otherwise, this was really good. I like what they're doing with Gunther and Imperium. I like Drew sort of stirring the pot. And, you know, of course, insulting his husband. Yeah. Is good. This is all very, very good. I wish Drew had been there last week, but that's okay.
Becky Lynch beat Zoe Stark in a good match, and it will now be Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus at SummerSlam.
I kind of wanted Becky to have to tattoo, you know, thank you, Trish, across her titties, but it is what it is.
It is.
We'll take it.
It is what it be. Cody was in the ring and started talking about what happened last week, you know, him getting beat up and all the things. He said that he didn't have a game beat up by a chair in front of his mother on his 2023 bucket list, but he wasn't surprised. He was impressed. He said it's the same Lesnar who won the UFC heavyweight title without having even 5 fights. He said it's the same Lesnar who never played football and somehow made it onto an NFL team. Kinda. Cody said his mother wasn't impressed because she is the same lady who watched Terry Funk throw fireballs at her husband's face. He said she's the same lady who was drinking down the street at Ybor City and with Gordon Sully. He said Lesnar made a mistake by leaving him breathing. Cody said he wants to beat Brock Lesnar because it's what Lesnar deserves. At SummerSlam, Brock, I end this. I was waiting for a stipulation to be added to this match, but here we are.
Yeah, like a Hard Times match or something like
last
that.
Last man standing. Just do last man standing, Cody and Brock.
I mean, I think maybe because you already have a couple other matches that could have stip put on them. Because
you have the anything goes match for Roman. But this needs like the third fight. It needs something.
I think it might get something.
Hopefully it does next week. Bronson Reed, Tommaso Ciampa. Beforehand, Ciampa warned Shinsuke not to get into his business. And guess what? Shinsuke got into his business. And it cost Tommaso this match.
Just let me have Shinsuke versus Tommaso. Just do it. Just do it. No offense to Bronson Reed. But just give me Shinsuke versus Tommaso.
We're gonna get that and probably a 3-way at some point as well. Which will be fine. So anyway, Monday Night Raw opened up with the Judgment Day. And it was a celebration for the new North American champion, Dominic Mysterio. They had video packages and everything. Everyone was booing. Before he could really, the video package he was playing, and then it was interrupted by Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Owens talked about being Judgment Day last week, and, you know, we beat the one with the mullet. And how, you know, every time he tried to talk, no one wanted to listen. Owens said, bothers him when people don't learn. Owens then yelled at Dom that nobody cares what he has to say. He accused Dom of showing video packages to try to make himself look good. Dom said he won't be disrespected. Zayn said Dom is being disrespected, but it's only because nobody actually respects him. Sami said that Dom would potentially earn some respect by facing him during Monday Night Raw tonight. Dom said, if Sami wants some, he should come get some. Zayn then talked about how Judgment Day was making a fuss over the tag titles not being on the line last week. Said, well, let's see how kind of fighting champion you are. Put your title on the line tonight. Rhea would accept that challenge. Good opening promo. To answer your question, LeMann, yes, I would do a back-to-back for last man standings with him. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine with me. So we had Dom taking on Sami Zayn. good match. Dom got the win when Kevin Owens was thrown out from the backstage area, holding his ribs, and the judge with Judgment Day standing over him led to distraction, and Dominic retained his championship. Thoughts? Wonder if she realizes she's on mute.
I don't realize I was on mute. I was talking the whole time, and you cut me off, and I was like, wow, I guess I don't have anything, but I was muted. So, anyway, yeah, hopefully Kevin's okay. He seems like he may have gotten hurt legitimate, but I think he's going to be fine. But yeah, this whole thing was just very, very good, very entertaining. Enjoyed it immensely. But the Judgment Day weren't done.
They were not done. So they were backstage, and they got into it with Apollo Crews and Akira Tozawa, and they said, show some respect for the North American champion Crews. If Dami was going to act like he wasn't standing there. Priest said that's exactly how he was going to act. Asked if there was a problem. Rhea told Tozawa the same thing. Tozawa said no and made it just quickly left. Crews said Judgment Day was walking around picking on people and he loved them to see if tried on him tonight. Damian said, you'll see why I'm the most dangerous man in WWE, which led to the match between Damian Priest and Apollo Crews, with Damian Priest getting the win.
Very good match. Very entertaining.
We then had Liv Morgan. She was backstage talking told Byron Saxton that recovery was hurting, but she'll be back to take care of her soon enough. But she pointed out that she was the last person to ever beat Rhea Ripley. Morgan said she'll get beat up, but maybe she won't because she won't back down. She left. Sonya and Chelsea showed up and asked, why are you talking to her? You should be talking to us. We're the tag team champions. It's always about Rhea. We're always about Liv. And then Rhea showed up and they quickly, we got other things to do. Champ, champ. Good things. Rhea said they didn't listen. So she took out Raquel last week and Morgan is next. Liv came to the ring, but was attacked by Rhea Ripley. She just beat down on Liv over and over again, put her arm in a chair, stomped on it, and left her laying. After a second one, I should add.
Was really, 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 really good. I mean, if we're going Rhea Liv, I'm really okay with that. There's a lot of history that they...
Yeah, there's history, yeah. As you're cutting out a little bit.
Sorry, my dad left the air compressor plugged in and it was running. Okay. It kicked on.
Nice.
I'll have to go take care of it after the show.
So Liv is probably going to be taken out, so that will have Raquel and Rhea one-on-one. So there you go. But the Judgment Day were not done, as we had the contract signing with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor to close out the show. Finn called out Seth. Balor said that he and Rollins could make it handle it because there was no Adam Pearce for this. Rollins quickly signed it, and as Finn was about to, he sort of had some hesitation. Rollins and Balor finally figured out what everyone else has known for a long time, which Balor has zero chance of walking out SummerSlam as the World Heavyweight Champion. Rollins said miracles happen every day, and if somehow Balor is the man, his title reign will be even surer than his Universal title reign because Damian Priest would cash in on him. Rollins said they both know it's true because Balor would do the same thing to him. Rollins said SummerSlam won't be the coronation of the Judgment Day. It'll be the end of Judgment Day. Balor laughed and signed the contract. You think Rollins thinks he has it all figured out because he's so smart. Balor said Rollins thinks he runs this place, but he doesn't. Judgment Day runs Raw. Damian, Dominic come through the crowd. Rhea comes through the entranceway. Balor talked about how insane he's felt for 7 years. He said it's like an itch he can't scratch. It said it's like a 7-year itch. And he said, at SummerSlam, he'll make Rollins his seven-year bitch. 3-on-1, 4-on-1 beatdown on Seth Rollins. He took the Razor's Edge, the Frog Splash, a coup de grace. Sami Zayn came out, but it was not enough. Damian and the rest of Judgment Day left Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins down in the middle of the ring to end Monday Night Raw. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. So we are building between Seth and Finn. Hopefully this will be the last time. We'll see if they can... Who ends up with the prize, so to speak.
After 7 years.
After 7 years, we'll see if they do the thing on Finn and they give the Judgment Day their just desserts and give Finn the gold. Which would be interesting, because that obviously creates tension between Finn and Damian, and you know I love some tension and some drama in my wrestling. I'm all about that life, so we'll see how this goes. But yeah, I liked the little trap that they set for Seth, where Finn had Damian and Dom and Rhea come out and sort of like surround him. That was, they came from all sides and surrounded him. That was really nice how they did that, and then just beat the shit out of him. But as they're kicking him, right? Like, I'm just seeing the smudges go on the suit, and I'm like, no, not the suit! It's dirty! But it is what it is.
It is what it is. But that will do it for the Raw Pro Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll be doing news, notes. We will have a discussion. Are we previewing SummerSlam?
Lindsay.
Is that next week?
That's next week. You know what Thursday is.
That's right. It's Interns Day with some mysterious topic that I'm not going to have to host. So I'm going to let Rock and Brent do all the work.
No.
So tune in.
No, you're full on in. This is all about you.
Well, if it's all about him, then he should have to host his own segment, right?
No, he's going to host it, but you're going to have to partake.
Well, then you're going to have to tell me what it is.
I don't know what it is yet. He does.
Lie. Well, then he's going to have to tell us what it is.
Figure it out. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Before Night with Friends, followed by CB Radio. Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, they preview SummerSlam at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio on Twitter X, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@@LynnsWard, LynnsWard.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes. I'm also on Threads at Lynn's Ward and on Hive at Lynn's Ward if you would like to follow me there in case the imminent collapse of Twitter occurs.
X is gonna give it to you.
I can't call it X. It's stupid. I refuse.
She's gonna wave her fist in the air and always call it Twitter. This has been the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack with Interns Day. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night. Long Day Race with the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio.